What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson Podcast. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Beautiful fucking Wednesday. I'm recording in the rental car right now. We are parked. We're on our way home. But I promised I would make an episode today because I'm doing one a day, as you can see. And here we are. The family's inside. They're eating Bojangles, fantastic chicken. If you guys ever had it, if you haven't had it, I'm sorry. It's great. It's like it's almost like Popeyes, but I would say a little better. Their biscuits are way better, in my opinion. I love Popeyes biscuits, but Bojangles got it down locked. But anyway, today's episode's actually an interesting one. I got a lot to talk about. A lot of shit happened last night. Like I predicted, there have been protests for the Roe v. Wade situation. People in California, specifically Los Angeles, as we speak, are still protesting. There's reports of violence. If you're in that area, please stay away. They're breaking windows, they're smashing police cruisers, throwing rocks at windows. And it's just crazy. I mean, you're still able to get an abortion. It's just, I don't understand. I guess it has to do with the term length. I guess they feel like you should be able to get an abortion anytime. I don't know. I mean, again, that's not my decision. That's that person's decision to make. Everyone has their own life choices and life decisions to make, I feel. But if you don't know you're pregnant at 7 months, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I eat a lot of food. I know when I'm gaining weight, and I know when I'm losing weight. I mean, I kind of feel like a pregnant woman would too. But again, I don't know. I'm not a birthing person. I'm not a pregnant woman, and I won't be. If you guys hear any noise in the background, it is because my dog is in the trunk. Not in the trunk, the back seat. I mean, let's be real. Come on. I'm not a crazy person. I'm not going to put my dog in the trunk. He's in the back, so he's panting. He's a little excited. He's a little nervous. You know, it's a road trip. What do you know? He likes to roam free. And I don't blame him. Shit. I want to roam free, too. That's why we're doing the road trip. Actually, wants to Bojangle, so this episode might just be 20 minutes even. We'll see. But what's interesting was, if you guys don't know, Dave Chappelle was on stage performing for a comedy show. It's a comedy tour, really, with Netflix. It's him, it's Chris Rock, Seth Rogen, Bill Burr, Conan O'Brien, and a few others are doing this tour where Netflix is filming the special of them doing stand-up at a different location. While at one location, a fan runs onto the stage and tackles Dave Chappelle. Security jumps in quickly. But I'll put the link in the description of the video from fans, of the incident. So someone rushes the stage. They tackle Chappelle. This man tackles Chappelle. Security jumps in and pulls him off. Apparently, on the man, he had a replica gun, but the gun, instead of bullets, had a switchblade knife that would come out. So luckily, Chappelle is safe. Dave Chappelle is safe. He made a joke saying that was a trans person, because right before the joke happened, he was talking about the trans situation he went through with Netflix at the last special. I'm sure you guys already know about that. I'm not going to get into the whole trans thing. I mean, listen, it is what it is. It's a comedy. It's a joke. Clearly, the guy, Chappelle, was friends with a trans person. He tells the joke and people take it and spin it, because people don't look into things. They kind of just, they hear something and they go with it. I tried to educate myself and then give my opinion. If I can't do that, I don't talk about it. And if I do talk about it and I fuck up again, it's my opinion. I'm not trying to report the news. I don't know everything. I don't know both sides. I only know what they tell me. And I trust my intuition. Just like I still believe that this is all some kind of psyop. This is all some kind of distraction. This Roe v. Wade thing is some kind of distraction. And I believe, truly, that they're distracting us from the money that's being sent to Ukraine. And the fucking governance board. The misinformation governance board being run by fucking Nina Jankowicz. Who is completely unqualified. She's not even qualified to have what would she, like, maybe work at McDonald's? I don't know what else she could be qualified for. Singing? Her fucking TikTok videos? I guess she qualifies for a TikTok whore? I don't know. But it is what it is. But, yeah, that's where we're at right now. But today I want to talk about something really, really interesting. And it's important. Again, it has to do with kids because, you know, kids are everything. We got to look after our kids. No one else is doing it. The government says the teachers have the right to, you know, teachers got many kids to look after. And you see the horror stories that are going on in schools these days. So we got to really step it up, guys. Come on. If you don't know who Lil Nas X is, then you are fucking lucky. I wish I was you. I wish I had the ability to not know who the fuck Lil Nas X is, but unfortunately I do. He is a an African American rapper in his 20s. He started off basically a SoundCloud rapper, which means like it's a rapper at home who's not signed. He gets beats off of SoundCloud, or he gets beats and he sings songs online and hopefully gets signed. Well, his hit song, if you don't remember, is Old Town Road. You know, I'm gonna take that horse to the Old Town Road. I'm sure you heard it. Ride till I can't no more, right? So anyway, so he's a homosexual, completely out and open homosexual rapper. But he says he sees himself as a role model to kids. This is a man dressed up as a cowboy suit. He goes to different schools. He signs autographs. He sees himself as a role model for kids. And that's fine. You're homosexual, bisexual like me, you're lesbian, whatever you are, trans, that's fine. I'm telling you right now, I ain't no fucking role model for kids. I ain't a role model for dick. You know what I mean? No one should want to be like me. No one should be like me. No one can be like me. Right? I don't want them to. But I'm definitely not a fucking role model. I make all kinds of mistakes daily. I'll probably make a mistake during this fucking video or audio, whatever, podcast. But it is what it is, right? Now, parents are kind of on the fence with things because, you know, they agree. They thought, hey, this guy was a good rapper. You know, Old Town Road, you know, some innuendo of gay sex is in there, they say. I don't know. That's, you know, up to you to interpret. You could interpret everything as sexual if you really look at it, right? But now he came out with another song called Montero, also known as Call Me By Your Name. If you don't remember this song, this music video was fantastic. It's a very catchy song. It went again number one on the charts. This was after Old Town Road. And parents were a little disheartened because in the video, he slides down a stripper pole into hell and gives the devil himself a lap dance. So here's a man who says he is still a role model. He's a role model to kids, all kids, which means all kids should look up to him, which means parents should understand that their kids like him and be okay with it because he is a role model to kids. Again, this is what he's saying, and this is what the media is pushing. Now, this article says something a little interesting. This is reported by the Daily Wire. Lil Nas X has been criticized for promoting his songs to a young audience and then releasing music that's only suitable for adults. The 23-year-old rapper, whose real name is Montero Lamar Hill, insisted that he was free to change his target audience whenever he wants. Now he's back to targeting kids. What he's saying was he did Old Town Road for kids, then he decided to switch it up and do that other song with music video for adults, and now he's decided to switch it back to kids. I mean, I don't know, man. That's kind of extreme, I think. I don't know. That's like saying a teacher, I went from teaching kids to teaching sex, and then now I'm back teaching kids. Well, you know what? That's a bad example because that's what some teachers want to do. So that's a very bad example. Told you I'd mess up in this audio. Didn't I tell you? Anyway, let's move on. Okay, he insists that he was free to change his target audience whenever he wants. Now he's back to targeting the kids' music market by inviting the Wiggles to go on tour with him. Now again, excuse me, let me take a sip of something. Was loud as fuck. All right. Again, he's switching it up. Again, he's coming back and saying he's going to target the kids' audience by inviting the Wiggles. If you don't know who the fucking Wiggles are, again, I apologize. I'm sorry. Again, I'm jealous. I'm envious of you. The Wiggles are a group of men. You want to put men in quotes, who dress up in, sorry, they all wear their own individual color. You have a yellow one, a blue one, a purple, I believe a red one, and they sing and dance kid songs. It's for kids. So I think it's on Nickelodeon, if I'm not mistaken. The Wiggles, it might be on Nickelodeon, it might be on Disney. Don't quote me on that. From my memory, that's what it's on. And they've been around for many years. This is an American group, I guess you would say, show, the Wiggles, or group. They've been touring. They, you know, kids go beg their parents to go see the Wiggles. Little kids. We're talking like under 10, maybe around that age. Let me keep reading. So now he's back to targeting the kids' music market by inviting the Wiggles to go on tour with him. Trying really hard to get the Wiggles to co-headline the tour with me. I will keep you guys updated, Lil Nas X shared on Twitter last week. He's kicking off his 14-city Long Live Montero tour in September. Though the invitation may have been slightly in jest, the official account replied to the rapper's tweet saying, "We are ready to wiggle with you." So even though he kind of just like hinted at it, the Wiggle group, the official Wiggle group on Twitter, replied saying, "Yes, we're ready to wiggle with you." They didn't say yes. They said, quote, "We're ready to wiggle with you." I'm assuming that means yes. I'm hoping that means yes, because what else were you just going to, like, wiggle, like, Zoom or something? I mean, if you're going to do it and, you know, do it right, I guess. The Old Town Road, the rapper's first big hit, was especially popular with a young demographic. That's why parents were so disheartened when the music video for the song Montero, or Call Me By Your Name, featured Lil Nas X, like I told you, Lil Nas X sliding down a stripper pole into hell and giving the devil a lap dance. The singer made huge waves shortly after by releasing limited edition Satan shoes. Oh, that's right. You guys, I don't know if you guys heard this. He actually sold Satan shoes, had 666 on the shoes. They're black and red, full of satanic symbolism and imagery. There was blood all over them. And his quote, "I literally sing about lean," which is a drink, alcoholic drink, "lean and adultery in Old Town Road." Oh, he does? "I literally sing about lean and adultery in Old Town Road. You decided to let your child listen. Blame yourself," Lil Nas X wrote in a response to criticism of the song Montero in 2021. So here's a guy, a rapper, who says he's a role model to kids. He says this song was made for kids. Now he's saying it wasn't made for kids. It was made for adults because I sing about lean and adultery, and you guys let your kids listen to it, so it's your fault. Another person tweeted, "The system is targeting kids. Lil Nas X's fan base is mostly children. They did the same thing with Miley Cyrus after Hannah Montana." I don't see Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, in any kind of role. I don't remember Miley Cyrus sliding down a stripper pole and riding Satan. I would love to see that. I think that would be interesting to watch, but whatever. Lil Nas X replied to that account by saying, "There was no system involved. I made the decision to create the music video. I am an adult. I am not going to spend my entire career trying to cater to your children. That is your job." You know what? I hate to say it, because, again, I don't read these articles before I make these episodes. But I kind of agree with him. I mean, like I've been saying in these past couple of videos, it is your responsibility to watch over your kids. Look at what they're listening to. Look at what they're watching. What are they reading? What are they on social media? What are they doing? You know, it's not the teacher's job. It's not the parent's job. It is the parent's job. It's not the teacher's job. It's not the government's job. It is your job. It's not the doctor's job. It is your job. It's not Lil Nas X's job. Now, if the media pushes that and they are playing his songs on like Disney Channel radio or whatever the fuck radio stations your kids listening to, you got to fucking, you know, monitor the radio stations. That's, you know, it sucks. It's a different world now, guys. When I was growing up, we didn't, you know, my parents don't give a fuck. My parents didn't give a shit what I was doing. They were too busy doing whatever the fuck they were doing. They're still too busy doing what the fuck they're doing. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Story for a whole nother day. But right now, living in the present, it's a different time with the internet, with all this kinds of shit that we have going on, social media, you know, all these different kinds of internet radio, video, podcasts, all this kinds of crazy shit. You know, you really got to keep a stronghold on your kids, really look over what they're doing, look at their shit. And Lil Nas X actually made a good point, but at the same time, it's kind of a hypocrite because he is kind of, at one point said he was a role model to kids. It's worth noting that Lil Nas also released a children's book. Look at this shit, dude. Come on, man. So he's trying to get both markets. Let's be realistic here. He's trying to get the kids market and the adult market. And whose publicist, whoever the fuck is helping him with this agenda, is doing a damn good job. Because now he released a children's book directed at a much younger audience. C is for Country is a board book released in January 2021. Okay, according to NPR, Lil Nas X wasn't too concerned about having a very young fan base. I'm well aware that life and careers and everything goes in chapters, the rapper said at the time. That's the chapter I'm in right now, and I'm okay with that. I'm well aware that life and careers and everything goes in chapters. That's the chapter I'm in right now, and I'm okay with that. So he's saying that was the child part was one chapter, and now he's in a new chapter. Interesting. So but it doesn't make any sense, right? How does that make sense? You release Old Town Road, you go on tour with Yoda Tour to Schools. There's many, many videos of him in a cowboy outfit, like glittered out purple cowboy outfit, from hat, jacket, shoes, boots, belt, you name it, and he's going into schools on stage, talking to kids, singing the songs, Old Town Road, the kids are dancing, you know. Then he turns around and makes Montero, you know, it's, you know, humping and raping Satan or whatever the fuck he's doing, riding Satan, does that, then turns around, makes a kid's book, and now he's saying, oh, I made the kid's book, but now, listen, that's another chapter of my life, I have a new chapter now, but you want to go on tour in September with the Wiggles. So which one is it? You're going back to your roots? What are we doing here? No, you're cornering both markets. You're playing dumb. You're putting the blame on the parents. And the parents are also to blame. But at the same time, it's not fair for the, for the parents. I mean, it's not fair to them. It's also kind of shitty that these kids channels and schools even are allowing it. I mean, schools need to do their research as well. I mean, imagine you send your kid to school thinking everything is good and they surprise the kids with a little Nas X sex lesson. Or whatever, in his song. I don't know. I mean, let's keep reading. He has done a virtual concert with Roblox, a game popular with kids, appeared with Elmo, and hosted a surprise concert at an elementary school in 2019. See? Hosted a surprised concert at an elementary school in 2019. The rapper inviting the Wiggles to go on tour is just the latest in a long line of ploys to attract kids to his fan base. That's their opinion. That's the Daily Wire's opinion. And based on what I'm reading, I can kind of see how they came to that conclusion, because I myself am seeing that. He started with kids. He made a little bit something for adults, went back to kids. Or is it that the whole time he's making everything for kids and he's trying to groom them into a sexual, you know, lifestyle? That could be argued as well. I mean, if, you know, I'm telling you right now, I ain't no fucking role model to kids. Kids should not be listening to me. Kids should not want to be me or do anything I'm doing. But he is literally dressing up. He's, you know, gay. He has one, which is fine. But he's, you know, openly gay about it. He talks about it. I think he was on the cover of some magazine pregnant. Like, he had a belly. It was obviously photoshopped or makeup, whatever. And he had, you know, he's saying he was pregnant. He's a man, biological male, saying he's pregnant with the belly and everything in the picture. I'll try to find it. I'll post it. Says he's for kids, going on tour with the Wiggles. Says it's your responsibility to watch out, you know, to have your kids, what your kids are listening to. And I agree with that statement that he made. At the same time, he's full of shit because he's fucking making shit for all audiences. And at the same time, he's grooming kids, because you can't turn around and go to an elementary school, get all these parents and kids involved in your music, and then turn around and say, here's a video of me humping Satan, doing sexual shit to the devil. And now you want to go on tour with the fucking Wiggles? So you know these kids are going to listen to your shit. You know these kids are going to come because they love the Wiggles, and now they're going to get them hooked on your shit again, and eventually they're going to see another, you know, they're going to see Satan, that video. They're going to see that. And also, keep in mind, there's the future, right? He goes on tour with the Wiggles. Let's say 20,000 kids come each time. Now you're grooming 20,000 kids at each concert, each event, and let's just assume he releases another song You know, maybe this time he's not riding Satan. Maybe Satan's riding him this time. Who knows? Right? Maybe it's there's more sexual things going on than that. And that's fucking terrifying. It's fucking scary. And I know radio stations keep playing his shit. I guess it's a request or it's the agenda they're pushing. It's a scary agenda they've been pushing. I fear for the future, like I've been saying. So that's why I keep talking about the kids that, you know, we need to make this. It's really important to that we, you know, we look after our youth. The abortion thing, it's going to be a battle for the rest of history. This is a battle that's been ongoing since I can remember, and it's never going to stop, regardless if they, you know, make it legal or not. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. Everyone's going to have their own agenda. Everyone's going to have their own plan, and everyone has their own fucking situation, right? You get raped, you get, you know, you're in a gangbang, you know, and everyone's supposed to wear a condom. I've been there. Everyone's supposed to wear a condom. One person doesn't, or all the condoms break because you got them from Family Dollar, you know, on sale because they were expired. And, you know, shit happens. And, you know, she gets pregnant. And now she has to decide if she wants to keep the baby or not. You know, it was an accident or whatever. Does she have the right to say yes or no to keep the baby? And that's up to her decision. I believe it's up to her to make that decision. I mean, she was the one involved in the situation. If I'm not involved in the situation, I have no say in the matter. That's the way I look at it. Who am I? I'm not a god. I'm very far from it, you know? And I'm not going to pretend that I'm holy enough to say that's right and what's wrong, because I do wrong shit all the fucking time. I'm the least holy person there is. At the same time, is this person taking a life? I believe that after a certain time, you know you're pregnant. If you decide that, you know, 7 months in, you don't want to be pregnant anymore. I mean, hey, I don't know what to tell you at that point. You know, maybe put the baby up for adoption or you know, I don't know. I hope that never happens to me. I hope I don't have to make that decision. That's a tough fucking decision to make. But until science changes and I become a birthing person, I mean, well, which could happen at any moment, apparently. You know, I don't have to make that decision anytime soon, so that's great. Anyway, kind of got on a tangent, a little bit of a ramble. Lil Nas X is the fucking devil himself. Great musician though, fantastic. His coordination as far as outfit is concerned, beautiful. Love it. His outfits are fantastic. I wouldn't buy his Satan shoes though. Something about it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know if it's the blood or the 666 or the devil part. I don't know, but I wouldn't buy them if I could. Make sure you check your kid's closet. I don't know if they bought them. But anyway, that's for today's show. If your kid wants to go see the Wiggles, make sure Lil Nas X isn't going. I mean, that's up to you if you want to. Maybe you like Lil Nas X too. Maybe you know, maybe you're the one who listens to it and your kids listen to it with you. I don't know. I mean, that's your decision. You're a parent. It's your choice. I don't recommend it. But it is what it is. We live in a crazy fucking world. This country, America, is just getting crazier every day. I thought April was crazy. I think May is going to be even worse. And I think now I'm predicting that every month, as we lead up closer to the midterms, it's going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. And we're in for a bumpy ride, guys. So buckle in. Buckle up. Tip your DoorDash drivers. Tip your Uber Eats drivers. Your food delivery drivers. And definitely your Lyft drivers. Gas is going up and up. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. Inflation is out of control, and everyone needs help. We got to help each other because the government's too busy helping Ukraine and themselves. Shout out to Nancy Pelosi. Her stocks are amazing. Her portfolio is the best I've ever seen, better than Warren Buffett. And shout out to Bojangles, man, hooking us up. I'm about to go in again. They're in. Like I said, my family's already there eating. I'm starving. I can't wait to have a biscuit, maybe try that new chicken sandwich. And I'll be home tonight, hopefully. You know, God willing, I'll be home tonight, and tomorrow's another fucking day. And guys, enjoy your Wednesday. Make it the best. Smoke a little. It's fucking hump day. Fucking hump day. Smoke it up. Have a shot. Maybe have fucking two shots tonight, you know? Get some nice Teremana. Not the Rocks tequila. No, get some Casamigos. Nice smooth Casamigos. That's that George Clooney shit. A little vanilla hint. Hint of vanilla. Take a shot of that. You're good. Just make sure you don't, you know, don't be around people. Tequila makes me want to fight a motherfucker real quick too. So it's good to like relax with a shot of tequila or wine, you know, whatever. Just, you know, relax, enjoy life while we still allow to, while Lord Fauci lets us. All right, guys. Peace. See you tomorrow.